Glory Days, the best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim
on Radio Nova.
Hey, welcome along, folks. Glory Days, the PJ and Jim podcast. Here we go again.
Here we go again. Jeepers, I tell you, what a week this has been.
Yeah,
I tell you that much.
It's been a few bits and pieces in it, all right. It's fair to say.
Like funerals, man. I have to say, Irish funerals are definitely the best funerals in the world. There's no doubt about it.
I think we're the only ones who do it properly.
Oh, definitely.
Mind you, there's, well, maybe some of the African nations might do a good job of one. I've never been to one.
No, I'm sure. Yeah, actually, there's a lot. When you think of some of the rituals that some of the people get, I don't know.
The dancing lads look very good.
That the dancing stuff is good. The old leaving your granny on a pyre to get eaten by vultures.
Not so great.
Yeah. I'd love to be put the cannon and shot out of it into the sea or something like that. You know, I think a Viking one. Yeah,
the one they set you off on a.
A floating platformy raft thing. And just set
fire
then, to
you. And people have to fire flaming arrows.
Right, they always miss, though. Imagine, you'd be just there going.
I mean, surely they must have missed. Every time you see it in the films, they always get
it's
it in the first go.
It's always direct hit. Yeah.
Surely a rake of them went in. And there was lads standing around going, for God's sake. We're trying to get to the soup and sandwiches.
And anyway,
just hit the target, will you?
Where does a Viking soak it with petrol anyway? I don't know.
That's a very good point.
Back in the day. But they're brilliant crack. I mean, I know I shouldn't say it. It was my ma's funeral, but there's actually a lot of crack to be had.
In Irish funerals, to be fair, I mean,
the awkwardness
often said
is very funny.
That they're more entertaining than
weddings.
Than weddings.
Much better than weddings. Weddings, you're told where to sit, what to wear, costs you a fortune.
Yeah.
You know, you have to, like, humour people and all. Funerals is just all. It's just people sitting around telling mad stories about the person that's in the box, really.
Yeah.
And, you know, the awkwardness. And all the nodding. Jeez, the amount of nodding.
Did you do a load of nodding?
Oh, nodding, yeah. Because nobody knows what to say. And if you're across the car park, you just nod your head. And then nod back. And then nod your head again. And then turn around and nod again. And nod again. And nod again. And there's an awful lot of nodding. And then you look at the fellas who are the undertakers. And they nod and you nod. And everybody's nodding, knowingly nodding consistently. And then you get people.
Because it's a real, it is that, it is a you know yourself nod.
That's what your
nod is conveying.
Oh, absolutely,
you know yourself.
And
it's like,
and everyone's crying that you've never met. That was a revelation. Everyone's crying you've never met. You know, just
I absolutely, because your mother was great. The world of her, I thought.
We've never seen you.
You know the name of great? I haven't a clue.
Yeah, are you at the right funeral? Yeah.
Every day I used to see her walking around outside.
He's like, what? Did you know each other? No.
No. I never spoke to her. I wanted to.
I saw her queuing in the supermarket 14 times.
Yeah. You know all that. And then people.
Because there are people who will cry at a funeral. Irrespective.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, there'll be people in that funeral.
But they're the same people that cry at toilet roll ads with puppies in them.
I was just going to say, because, like, I barely knew your ma, obviously.
Yeah.
So I'm primarily there for you, if you know what I mean. And in the same way, like, Stacey's mates and whatever, there might have been a bit of that. And there'll be people like that who had never even met your ma. They're there for you or for Stacey or for whoever.
Yeah.
Right? But they'll just be in floods because they just a general sadness overcomes.
I know. It's mad. And there's fuck all wrong with them.
Yeah.
And you're the one going, you all right?
Yeah, you're consoling
them. Are you
them.
All right? Can I do anything for you?
No, it's just a very sad.
Are you sure? It's just, I don't want to be rude, but I'm kind of in the middle of something at the moment, you know.
I don't want to overstate it, but it was my man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's just, I just have to carry this box to the car. I'll be back to you in a second to check in.
Okay, just leave me here. Leave me be, for the love of God.
You know, and then, like, because
there was a bit of that happening on Air Row, actually.
I
couldn't spot who it was because I didn't want to make it obvious by staring at them. But, like, I know that Anne-Marie had to get the tissues out of her handbag and pass them down.
Really?
Yeah. I think it might have been Clint. I'm only mad. It wasn't Clint.
And then it's gassy. Like, your family do the weirdest things, you know? I never saw a heckling at a funeral before until I was at my ma's funeral. So we went
heckling.
Yeah. So we went to the grave, you know, to do the burial.
No.
So and the priest goes. There was a priest from Tipperary, and there was a priest from Clontarf, and the two of them were there together. And he says to your man from Tipperary, he goes, "Will you lead the congregation in a decade of the rosary?" And he says, "I'll do my best."
To be fair to you, that chap from Tipperary, obviously a very nice man, probably a very good priest. But I tell you something, that. I wanted to get up and help him.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? I'm not sure his peepers were great.
I get the feeling he doesn't believe in God. You know, he sort of was just going through the motions a little bit. You know, and
it
then,
was either that or he couldn't see a feckin' thing.
Yeah, yeah. And he goes, I'll do my best. And one of my cousins goes, just get a fucking right. I was like...
They didn't know.
Yeah.
At the grave
yeah,
site.
Yeah, and everyone was laughing. And they were like, just get it right. Yeah. Oh,
deadly.
And it was like, I kind of, you're going, I can't believe, only the, like, yeah. Heckling.
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 And heckling a priest.
Yeah, get off your shit. Imagine. Bring on the other one.
Do the one with the Hail Mary in it.
Yeah, and it's so funny because my ma, like, she loved Frank Sinatra and all these things.
Yeah.
But there's such a weird awkwardness around ceremony with people who don't regularly perform ceremony. You know that way? So, like, we're used to coming on the radio and talking, you know, when to talk, when to shut up. But then you realise other people, not so much, you know. So the priest is there, he's going, when I say a few things now, you're going to hear some music starting, and that's just song for Helen. It was That's Life, Frank Sinatra.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And then he's still in the sentence, and the music goes, and stops, and he goes, And then there's and then total silence.
So,
and you know,
it was getting a bit bad cabaret for a minute.
Yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah. So, and then total silence because, and they're waiting. Are you? Am I? And then both of them at the same time. Hey, and stopped again.
So he wasn't used to sort of like, you know, writing the intro, so to speak.
Yeah,
it wasn't going to be smooth talking up to the vocal.
Yeah, it wasn't yet. So, yeah, exactly. Not a smooth transition. And then you know, your man, he's holding a speaker, a little speaker, and, you know, Bluetoothed to the phone.
Yeah.
And you could hardly hear it. And he walks up to the priest and gets his microphone and holds it in front of the speaker, standing at the grave. And everyone's standing around real sad, listening to,
That's life. That's what all the people say. Ooh.
You're flying high in April. Ooh.
Shot down in me.
Like, it's
not
just
like a bit of... A bit of feedback.
A bit of theater, feedback. And he's just, your man, he beat my father-in-law. Like, just standing there with the little pig-nose speaker and the mic sucking. And then when the song finishes, no one knows what to do. So, like, two people go.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That's the end of that then.
Yeah, because nobody knows quite when you're supposed to leave or at, and everybody's waiting on somebody else to do something.
Yeah, do something.
Or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Someone, what's the rules now? Can you walk off? I'm fucking starving. You're like, I don't know what you're supposed to do. You know, it's not what you're supposed to do.
Yeah. Like, if you leave early, does it cut down on the number of sandwiches you can have in the Clontarf Castle?
Yeah, yeah, that's people going. And then getting to the castle, you know, I was like, we were hungry, you know.
Yeah.
And we
that's
got
a long old day when you think about it.
I jumped on the bike, you know, flew into the thing, walked in the door, and then the woman came up to me and goes, is it your mother that's dead? I went, yeah. And she goes, oh, I'm delighted it's your mother that's dead. I really wants to meet you. I was like, what a mad thing to say.
Yeah.
And I was like, is there any food? And she goes, 2 o'clock. I'm there, it's a quarter to one.
Oh, you know, like, 2 o'clock.
Yeah, 2 o'clock. But it was great. Like, but the food was lovely, you know. And she was a great girl.
That is an extraordinary thing to say, isn't it?
Yeah. Like your man during the week.
I was waiting for your man to die so you'd come in.
Like your man during the week. Loved the stories you tell about your man on his Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
Clearly a whore of a woman. And then went, hero. Sorry, I meant to say hero.
Like, actually, I think we'll get to hear that story because we're going to do some of the best bits.
Oh, right. Sorry, OJ. From during I'm ruining the week. It now.
No, but it's because we ended up having a couple of conversations, actually, about it.
Oh, yeah.
And it is true. It's because it's the whole Irish thing when it comes to funerals. Like, it is. Nobody celebrates in a sort of a way like that.
And it happens so fast. That's what's great about it. Like, I saw people giving out about that. But it's...
because you mean in England, they take weeks maybe before they...
Because
they're... Do with it.
That's a post-colonial thing, you know. Because there were so many Brits all around the world, they waited till...
Everybody got home.
Yeah, so long. Time to get back from Australia type of thing,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
But sure, we never colonised anywhere. And it doesn't matter where you die if you're Irish. Put them in the ground. Fire them over. Just throw them over. Throw them into the hedge. We'll stick up an old plaque. It'll be grand. That's how Jerry the Hedge. It's what he would have wanted. I love the way... That's what he would have wanted.
Yeah.
They're like, I was there, you know.
Because it is that, isn't it? That's the other, there's the, it's what he would have wanted.
Yeah, yeah.
Looking down on you now.
Oh.
And various, there's always those lines that come out on it.
Oh, yeah.
None of which, like.
No, it's an excuse. It's a fucking excuse.
And looking down on you now. I mean, doesn't Des Bishop do a great kind of thing on that as well?
Does he, yeah.
I think about that, looking down on you now. Like, let's face it, there'll be plenty of times in your day when you don't want anybody looking at you.
Yeah. That's, you know what I mean?
Like, you know, if you're involved in your ablutions or something.
Yeah.
Or mammy and daddy time.
You find yourself doing a squat in the gym and you fart in the back of your trousers by accident, whatever. You know, yes, this is science.
You don't want to think that there's generations who have gone before you looking at you going, I knew he'd let the family
your
down.
Your great granddad.
I knew
going,
he'd let the family down.
I fought for their freedom for this, you know. So he could fart in the gym. But then
I don't want to be judged like that.
Yeah, and you're right though, it's an excuse. I tell you, and it's gas because I found myself doing it. You
right.
Because they go through it, you know, well, this could cost this amount. And you're like, oh. And this could cost this amount. You get grand, well, you know, yeah. And that'll be that. And you're like, okay. And then you're like, well, we might be able to, I mean, you can do this a little bit cheaper. And I'm like, well, yeah. It's what she would have wanted. And then they stack on. I don't think she'd like a fuss, you know, fancier. I'm pretty sure she wouldn't want her name engraved onto the headstone or anything like that.
She was a woman of simple pleasures.
Yeah, simple pleasures. Yeah, she didn't like any fancy shit.
In fact, I'm sure I remember saying to me, now listen, don't be spending money when I'm gone.
Yeah, don't be wasting money on an old one like me. That's what she always said. My sister. No, she didn't. Yes, she did.
Trust me, you weren't in the room at the time.
I was in the house more than you. Go away. I know what was happening. And now you find yourself already making excuses. That's not true. Because, not easy. It's been a very hard time. But
yeah.
I'm okay, you know.
Yeah.
We're getting on with it and stuff. But already people are going, what are you doing the weekend? Oh, geez, me man just died. Sorry, I can't.
You've started using it, have you?
I couldn't possibly have points with you because I'm planning not doing that. Sorry about that.
That's brilliant. You'll probably get a good few weeks out of that.
Oh, yeah.
Literally.
I'm hoping to get the year.
This would be fantastic now. If you got a wedding invite around at the moment.
I
couldn't possibly.
It wouldn't feel.
It feels too soon.
Yeah, it wouldn't feel right to celebrate like that, you know, so close to the thing. They'd be there, PJ, but you're, you know.
Yeah, but you're literally in a boozer now, half cut. I know, but you know what I mean.
But I'm not enjoying my laughing at the moment. It's a remorseful giggle.
Absolutely. Definitely. At least the rest of the year over. For sure. Actually, listen, as I said, there's a couple of the best bits that actually feature more on the funeral chat and stuff like that. One of which was harking back to when PJ's dad passed away.
Yeah.
And his.
This is a very dour podcast, isn't it? My God.
Well, it would be under some normal circumstances, potentially. But trust me, when you hear this, it won't be
it's
dour.
Actually,
it's not dour at all.
It's my favourite story I have about my mag.
And also then, some of the other best bits, we were chatting about bosses. In particular, we ended up reminiscing about one of our old bosses.
Yes.
During the week.
An absolute head case, but a legend all the same.
Yeah, beautifully inappropriate, mad man.
Why did we like him so much?
Because all he did was call us names.
Yeah.
And also, then we came across, we were shocked earlier on. PJ, as you know, is not the biggest fan of dishwashers. But there was one lady who was putting it to use for something that... It was a shocker.
I'm not happy about that story still. Yeah.
Not at all. So you'll get to hear that in case you missed out on it. And then, when all the events were unfolding on the day, naturally with PJ being such a well-known figure, there was a little bit media attention. And surprisingly, despite the fact that it was kind of very much a PJ and his family kind of incident, I was the one who came off worse.
I know. I'm so happy that this happened. I have to say, the laugh I got when I opened up the Star to see they covered me ma's funeral. But you'll hear the story why. Because old drive-by Jimmy made an appearance. That's all I'm going to tell you.
I was not happy about that. Have a listen, and we'll talk to you on the other side.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
Sad time, has to be said.
Yeah, definitely, of course.
But extraordinary that even in the saddest of times, there can be... We have often talked about this before in relation to nothing as close and as personal as this.
Yeah.
But the times when humour... creeps into a situation.
Yes.
That's a very sad situation.
Oh, and even if it's accidental,
yeah,
you know.
And you had one of them, which you shared on your socials over the weekend.
I couldn't believe it. I mean, people, I put up just a picture of me ma, and it says, you know, RIP ma, letting people know that me mother passed away yesterday, or was it yesterday? No, Saturday.
Saturday, yeah.
A bit confused with all that's been going
Understandable.
On. And then, in fairness, people were so nice and they were all sending condolences and thoughts and prayers and all of that kind of thing. And then one guy called John, he wrote, "Sorry for your loss, PJ. Love the stories of your upbringing. She was clearly a whore of a woman." And he actually tried to write... His next tweet was, "Oh my God, hero, hero. I meant hero." Which is... he could have deleted this, but he tried to make it better. He wanted to explain himself.
Oh, man, I couldn't help but retweet your response.
Oh.
I retweeted, rather than retweet his, it was your thing of it that I, it was the laugh
I needed.
And you could sense the absolute horror in the man when he realised what he'd done.
Yeah, but he gave me the biggest laugh. I swear to God, it's so funny,
the response to go back with the tweet.
To go back, no,
as
hero.
Though, as though he could sort of run into a room. No, I didn't mean that.
No, Jesus, you know what I meant, hero, yeah.
Oh, it was absolutely
fantastic. And you get those moments, like you said, and all this. And I remember when my dad died, we were doing a story earlier about people who call themselves daddy, you know, right?
Yeah.
My ma used to call my dad daddy all the time. I don't know why, but she just did.
Yeah.
And if my ma, like, she was one of those, if she had a few drinks, she always kind of got posh or something, you know?
Yeah.
Kind of kept keeping up appearances, like a sort of an alcohol version of Mrs. Bouquet. And we were, when my dad died, she was there. She had a number of funeral liquids before we went into the church. And then she realised she wanted to talk. But it wasn't the right time or anything. The priest was doing whatever he was doing, you know.
Oh, so it wasn't the official sort of...
the eulogy or anything.
Yeah.
No. She just starts going, psst, psst. And the priest had to stop the service. And she got up on the stage, right? On the stage. The podium. The stage. And she starts going, right? I swear to God, she goes, "I just wanted to tell you that Daddy is dead. He died. Daddy died. I wanted to say this so there'd be no difficult questions, but he died, he got sick, and now he's dead. He is dead. Daddy died. We're all disappointed and sick of, we can't believe he's dead. He's died. And that's it. Daddy died. He's dead. God rest, Daddy. You're dead now. You died. And I think we can all move on from this now, knowing that he's dead. And later on, there'll be sandwiches and coffee in Clontarf Castle because Daddy died." She did. It was amazing.
That's the greatest eulogy I've ever heard.
And then she got, I left the church and she came out, and you know the way they have the family car and the hearse?
Yeah.
She jumped into the front seat of the hearse. And your man goes, "You can't travel in the hearse. Like, this is for the undertakers." And she goes, "I'm going to the grave with Daddy." She goes, right?
Yeah.
And so they couldn't get her out. And then we were living in Marino.
Yeah.
And she wanted to go, "I want to go past Daddy's house. And I want to go past the church we got married in." So, I don't know if anyone ever drove in Marino. It's like a labyrinth. You get lost.
Yeah.
And there was 40 cars got lost on the greens in Marino. And then she found out the driver was a Protestant, and she was like, "A Protestant bringing Daddy to his grave. Who would have imagined such a scenario? He's died and he's dead." Oh, God almighty.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, like, one of the funniest things. I'm like,
one of your aunts, wasn't there something to do with? Because there's a story today, actually. Coincidentally, there's a story about people using drones now for the spreading of ashes.
The spreading of ashes. That's in the newspapers today.
Today, yeah.
Yeah, because
But you did that for some... Was it your aunt you did it for?
Me auntie, me ma's sister,
yeah.
Sally. It was the worst day of our lives. They wanted to spread the ashes lovely over Portmarnock Beach, you know.
Yeah.
No one in the family has any connection to Portmarnock Beach. She just liked it.
Right.
Yeah, and we went down, and my sister's kids were going mental, and I couldn't catch them, and they were running into the sea, and then they got speakers that had to be generator powered, and the wind blew all the speakers over. All they was, and they were trying to do the eulogy, and then my cousin went to scatter the ashes, and they just blew over his head and went back into all the sand instead of going into the sea. Oh my God. I mean, ma was sick. She just looked from the car. She couldn't even get out of the car. She wasn't well. She said, "Oh, for God's sake."
Oh my God.
Yeah. So I'm hoping this week will be slightly less eventful.
It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim
on Radio Nova.
Anybody who's a regular listener to the show will know that, well, PJ's views on dishwashers, well, they're unequivocal.
I just don't agree with them in principle.
They defy logic for you.
Yeah, listen, if you have a scatter of kids or you have, you know, an office situation where you kind of need to get the basics done because, well, the other lousy feckers won't bother, then yes, I see it. But in a domestic situation where there's maybe
a couple,
two people,
or
and
whatever,
one nipper and an old dog, it's just a place to store dirty dishes. I hate them.
Like, the whole principle of it, you're against, aren't you?
Yeah. Well, eat your food, wash your plate, and
well,
job
done. I'd be interested to see whether this story changes your perspective on it.
I definitely.
You know what I mean? Maybe there's more to the humble dishwasher than meets the eye, PJ.
Well, there is actually with this, and it's absolutely disgusting. I hate this story. And I'm definitely not going to change my feelings on it. So an anonymous woman started a sort of debate going online there yesterday, saying, trying to get people to back her up. She sort of goes, listen, come here. I'm after talking to a friend of mine and she's completely freaked out that I put the toilet brush into the dishwasher about once a month, you know, just to clean it up and freshen it and make sure there's no particles of poop, whatever left it, you know, it's all of that.
And she chooses her dishwasher to
and
do it.
And she uses it, the dishwasher. Yeah, she puts it in the dishwasher. And of course, our friends and all were totally freaked out and were saying, "Why,
too?"
They were like, "I had a cup of tea in your house last week."
I mean, I know people are going to say, "Look, it's, you know, it's cleaning it, and then it's clean afterwards or whatever the actual dishwasher is."
Yeah, it does.
That's
clean
not
it.
The point.
No, because
there shouldn't anything in that area shouldn't be
near
the other
food,
area.
Yeah, it shouldn't. Because that here's the rule. Even the tiniest, inchiest, pinchiest, smallest, most bitsiest bit of poo is still too much poo.
Correct.
It's too much.
Correct.
You should never be,
you know.
Yeah.
Dishwashers have to be. They get cleaned, don't they? You can put special dishwasher cleaner things
into it,
all that.
And it gives
which
it
just proves the point that they can get dirty.
Yeah,
so you shouldn't have your toilet brush
what
in
it. What if you get a particularly sticky bit of... anything is stuck in a corner. I can't believe this.
It's getting to this... remember we had that story where somebody said they cooked...
They cook salmon in it. People just don't know what their dishwashers are. We're living in anarchy, Jim. Anarchy. This is an anarchic state. Someone needs to call the guards.
Imagine if that person who washes their toilet brush is the same person who
puts
their salmon in.
Oh, yeah, put the jacks. They go, is this salmon smoked or is it? No, just, you know, it's a bit of ale. It's a, you know.
Oh, dear Lord.
Yes.
There's no end to the use.
There's no end. You have people putting hats and jeans and all in now. You know, just to save.
So put your shoes in.
Yeah, two cups.
Your mucky boots.
Two cups, an L shoe, and your keys, a hairbrush, and a toilet brush.
A bike chain.
Anything. Just throw it in. If you're going to be that careless, if you don't care that much, just throw it all in. Find a way to leave the door open and lie your head in it. Wash your hair.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My God. There'll be people using it for bidets and everything.
Yeah, that's the thing. What's the abuse? What do you use a washing machine for? Oh, sometimes, you know, if I'm busy downstairs, I'll just have a slash into it. You know, use it as a urinal. Sure, who doesn't? Isn't it grand? It's not as... I don't worry, I wasn't cooking in it today.
That's
what you'd be thinking.
Is there anybody out there who kind of, you know, endorses this view that a dishwasher should be, like, you know, used for anything other than washing dishes?
No, it's literally for washing dishes, you know.
Yeah.
You just can't.
And even, well, you don't even approve of it for that.
Not really. I don't see the purpose.
Yeah.
You've got
I suppose it does beg the question, where should you wash your toilet brush?
You throw it out. Throw the fucking thing out. If you use it X amount of times and then it gets to a point, get rid of it. Definitely don't mix it with stuff that goes into the kitchen. Throw it out. You know what I mean?
Absolutely,
Find the big... You have to... I'm sure there's a number you call and lads come and collect it in these big hazmat suits. And they take it to an incinerator and blow it up.
Do I take it you're not a fan of toilet brushes either?
I'm not a fan of toilet brushes. They're a necessary evil, I will say.
Yeah.
And there's nothing worse than if you're in a hotel and you have an accidental rush of the situation and then you realise there isn't one and you're like, well, now what am I going to do? You're like, what is this? Oh my God. And you're just looking at it.
There goes one of me socks again.
Yeah, well, I never thought of that, actually. I'm not going to even tell you what I did, Jules.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
Just been talking about that story that apparently workers face instances of passive aggressiveness.
Yeah.
At least four times in the average week. Whether you're the instigator of it or the receiver of it or whatever it is, it seems to be the case. Yeah.
Do you know what's in there that we didn't think of, actually? Sorry. Is excessive sick days. You know those people? We walked with one of these where you go, next week we're going to do this as a team. And then he goes,
yeah.
Unfortunately, I'm sick all next week. All next month, actually. You know?
Yeah. There are certain people. Yeah, seem to get an extraordinary number.
Yeah.
In fact, there was a calculation that there was never one full month completed.
Remember
that?
As soon as you heard something you didn't like, you're giving away a wooden bowl this week. Am I? Yeah. Not feeling great, lads. Not going to make it.
Speaking of people we worked with, you know, when we're talking about the passive aggressive thing or whatever, right? I suppose the other alternative is just to be aggressive, albeit in a slightly nice way.
Yeah.
Because remember, we had a boss who used to...
He was the exact opposite of passive aggressive.
He was great and we liked him a lot. Lovely fella.
Great fella.
Really,
loved him.
Really nice bloke.
Yeah, but...
But he didn't stand on ceremony.
Oh my God, survived in the workplace of the modern day.
Remember he called you in for wearing shorts.
He called me in for wearing shorts. He goes, "Hey, you!" And he used a dirty word, and then
nobody says to you, "Here, Gloria,
Gloria." He says from some.
It ain't half hot, mum.
Because he said, "I look," and he walked into the studio once, and there was two of us sitting there minding our own business, and he goes, "Here, you two perverts," and then he goes, "I forgot what I wanted," and he walked out. You do it, yeah. We're like, we didn't even do anything. We didn't even do anything.
Yeah.
Perverts.
Yeah. They used to call us names all the time.
Lovely
fella though.
Fantastic. Unreal.
Yeah.
I'll never forget standing in his office. Listen, stick to one thing, yeah? You tick. One thing. You start one thing, you go to another. Do you get me? Yeah. You know, Jesus.
And stop interrupting him, will you?
Yeah, and stop interrupting him. Yeah. Use his name, you halfwit. You didn't even use mine.
It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim
on Radio Nova.
087-1818-100 if you want to give us a shout at any stage. And actually, Mark has been on.
Look at that. This is great.
He says, he points out, they did a lovely piece on PJ's mum's funeral in the Star yesterday.
They
did. Star
newspaper,
which is true. Separately, both PJ and myself saw that. I have
never laughed so much as when I picked up the paper. Yesterday was a very, you know, a trying day for the family, you know, the day after we buried our mother and all that.
Yeah.
And then we woke up to see that the Star had a photographer at the funeral.
Which again, that came, you know, there was a bit of a conversation in here yesterday about that, about the appropriateness of snappers at a funeral and stuff like that or whatever.
But,
you know, obviously when you're dealing with a massive celebrity name and all that sort of stuff. And the gathering of the great and the good of the showbiz world and all that sort of stuff.
But anyway,
you know, whatever about the pictures of PJ and all that sort of stuff. Sadly, there was another photograph in there that we all could have done without.
It was the whole piece, like, reads very nice. Thank you to the Star for just portraying it as it was. But the photographs, man. So there's a photograph of me and my sister carrying my ma's coffin. It looks like we're body snatchers or something. I'm in all my bike gear and all. And then there's like another photograph of the Hell's Angels going down the road.
That's right, the cortege of Hell's Angel.
Then there's this picture of Jim McCabe, and he really looks like... He looks like...
Clint, stop laughing.
A famous gangster.
Stop laughing, Clint.
You want to see... I've never seen a picture of... It doesn't even look like Jim. It's this gangster head. He looks like he's after shooting five fellas and he's just after getting out of the Circuit Criminal Court. Having been caught for a guilty verdict.
Mark said the same thing. He says, why does the picture of Jim look like one of those drug gangs that's just coming out of court and they got a sneaky snap of him?
It's absolutely fabulous.
That's a hideous photograph.
And
it looks, is a hideous...
And Catherine Lynch is beside you and it looks like she's the woman you killed. You know what I mean? It looks like it's Catherine Lynch's funeral.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and that you killed her, and now the Hells Angels are going to come and get you.
There's no two ways to deny it. It does look like a picture that should appear in a story by Nicola Tallant in the Sunday World.
It really does. It's the funniest. Oh man, some of the
there should be a nickname, a Fat Freddy-esque nickname that goes with.
Oh yeah. Oh, Drive By Jimmy.
Drive By Jimmy. Seen outside, of course.
Seen outside.
Having just received a suspended sentence.
It was great. And there was
a shocking photograph.
There was
it's
some
terrible.
Sinn Féin people oh. there and all. And it was just...
Why am I so... I mean, look, I know it was a sad and mournful occasion, but I look like I'm scowling at something.
Yeah.
It's hideous. It's so hideous.
But it's great. It looks like you've sort of... And the thing is, I know you, so... That looks like you're about to commit or have just committed an act of terrible violence. But I know you. You're thinking, yes, how long is it going to take to drive home now? Where'll I stop for a sandwich?
No,
that's
feeling,
like you're thinking.
I have a feeling that might have been as it started to rain. And I was probably going, oh, Jesus.
Here. That's all, you know. That's what it is.
Why did they have to go so close up?
I don't know.
Why couldn't
know.
They just have, like, you know what I mean? Why did they have to go in on, like, literally on the dick, you know, just this giant baby's head? It's just unbelievable.
Oh, it's absolutely class. Some of the things that happened at the funeral, we went to the castle, to the Clontarf Castle afterwards, you know?
Yeah.
Because my ma always thought that was like the fanciest place in the world, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And she wanted
to in the day now, to be fair.
Big time.
Clontarf
yeah.
Castle was very large.
And we went in there, and we arrived first because we were on the bike. We got there ahead of most people. And this woman came up to us and goes, oh, is it your family that has the room booked? I says, yeah. And she goes, oh, I'm delighted it's your mother that's dead. She goes, yeah. Yeah, she says, I really was hoping it was your mother. I'm dying to meet you. She goes, I love your show.
Oh my God almighty.
Yeah. I'm delighted it's your mother that's dead. Oh, I love your show. Oh, it's great to meet you.
Oh, yeah, God, talk like, about put your brain in here
like,
before opening
up. I was like, that is the...
I
didn't
know
seem
you'd...
to understand why I was laughing so much.
Yeah.
You know, just didn't seem to get why
and
I thought
it was
so funny.
She was paying you the great compliment.
Oh, she was a lovely woman. She was. She was a lovely woman, yeah. Yeah, she was. Just...
That's so weird.
Isn't it? Yeah, yeah.
I'm so glad it's your mother.
Yeah, Kelly that was with me goes, she's American. She was like, I've never heard anything like that in my life. I was like, I bet you haven't.
Neither have I.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
So there you go, folks. Some of the best bits from during the week. What has been, I think it's fair to say, a very eventful week. Do you know what you should consider doing for a while? Would you just dial down the drama for a while?
I know.
Like, I'm exhausted, man. And I'm only an observer from the outside.
Ah, man. The drama, like...
Could we just be boring for a while?
I don't know how to do it. I was like I just don't know
You're
how to do it.
You're a fucking drama magnet.
I know. I was in the funeral home and me brother, who I haven't seen in 9 years, was there and... My sister turned up, I haven't seen her in 9 years, and she's there with her new baby, which I suppose is my nephew. I've never seen any of them before. And I'm there with my new partner, who's like non-binary political activist. Like, I'm like, what in the name of God? Like, it's such a... like
This is like the shittest version of Come Dine With Me has ever been.
Oh. Yeah, like it just
God almighty.
There's someone jabbed, there's kids doing cartwheels in the funeral home.
Oh,
like,
Jesus.
Just, yeah, it's like absolutely, I don't know. All I want is one boring week.
Yeah.
That's it. One boring week.
There's a lot to be said for it, to be fair.
Oh, there is, yeah.
There's a lot to be said for it, like, I know. Dialing down the drama for a while.
Yeah.
Still, I wouldn't hold your breath, to be perfectly honest.
I don't. Yes,
he's a magnet for us. Yeah. A magnet.
So until next week. When we'll fill you in on who's dead and why that was funny. That's the end of this podcast.
Good luck.
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie, or on the Nova app.